The words of the moving hymn we're about to hear were written by a rather obscure English churchman of the later 17th century, Samuel Crossman. The haunting tune provided by the early 20th century British composer John Ireland. The hymn centers on the passion and death of Christ, but in a cunningly oblique way. It begins talking about me, that is the poet. My song is love unknown, my Savior's love to me, and then, in a phrase almost inexhaustible in its implications, continues, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. How this is going to work is introduced by the lines that end the first stanza, oh, who am I, that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die. The coming of Jesus, in the traditional language of Christian theology, the Word made flesh, leads to rejection, above all, to the events of Holy Week, with alternation between the Palm Sunday hosannas accompanying Jesus' entry into Jerusalem and the shouts of crucify on Good Friday. The love unknown of the first two words turns out then to be the love played most eloquently on the cross. By the time the last stanza is reached, that love has changed the poet and, by extension, those of us sharing these lines, from being loveless to being, astonishing word here, a friend, Jesus' friend. This is my friend, in whose sweet praise I all my days could gladly spend.